you back soon. Do you have any questions that I can answer right now for you?
Jimmy's retreading.
Oh, yeah. Is Jimmy available?
No, he is not.
No? Are you expecting him back at all today, or is he...
No, he's never in here. He comes in here after we close up, usually.
Okay. Well, in that case, maybe you can lead me in the right direction, then. How about an office manager, a controller, a CFO, somebody that helps him with the finance decisions of the company?
Well, I'll tell you this. He's the president and treasurer.
Okay.
And he doesn't do any business over the phone. He deals with some local banks. He did do a loan one time over the phone, and we get about 35 calls a week.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah. And he just said he wasn't going to ever do it again. I will tell you that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was not a good experience that we had, and it was probably the wrong company to do it with, but he got a...
What happened with that? What was the experience?
Well, they put the money in the bank, and they took out payment before we even got the money.
Wow.
And they were drafting the payments, and they were taking it out, you know, which is fine. We had agreed to that, you know, but it was just a mess. It was a mess all the way around, and so he just said he wasn't going to do it anymore because he thought he understood what he was doing, but when he got involved in it, it wasn't, and the interest was terrible. So.
Yeah. Was that like, do you remember what bank that was with?
I don't remember what company it was with. I've got a file on it somewhere, but right now, right off the top of my head, I don't remember it. I've been here 50 years since he started.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and he, you know, he's over the years, he's always dealt with the banks or whatever.
Sure.
They sent a check in here, or they sent a paper in here and said he'd been pre-approved, and he called and he needed some money just for a short period of time. But boy, it was not a good experience. So he just said he wasn't going to ever do it again. So.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that. That's horrible.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's some good companies out there, but we get so many of these calls.
I know.
I get about, and I'm only here half a day. Usually I'm about 31, and I get I don't know how many. And so, and they ask for him, and of course he would have to make a decision. But right now he's not going to borrow you any money because things are slow right here.
Yeah, that's because of the oil price, isn't it, or something, or.
Well, I think it's more or less the election.
The election, see, that's another thing.
Yeah, and we do basically just wholesale. We don't do any retail business at all.
Yeah.
So we just do strictly wholesale. We retread tires, and that's, you know, and we just deal with wholesalers. And so, anyhow, things are just like this right now. Yeah. But
yeah,
we take the call, but actually, if I thought that he was interested, I would take your name and number, and he could call you back when he gets a minute. He's on the road most every day delivering tires, and he talks on the phone enough as it is.
Right, I appreciate that. It's I'm part of a lending division that in my company that works specifically with trucking companies. So, that's why I called you guys. You know, it's not like we're calling you guys out of a hat or anything like that. Mm-hmm. We actually saw
He has some trucks where he delivers tires, but he's not in the trucking business other than. They deliver tires on them.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. And just the election, huh? That's what I keep hearing, too, about through everybody else, too. Yeah.
And it usually in this area around here, and we're in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains here, and it used to be a lot of textile furniture here. Bassett is about 7 miles away from us, Bassett Industries, that was Bassett Furniture. And actually, it's just, you know, there's just not much going on here, so.
Oh, sure. No, I gotcha. Yeah. I actually used to live over in Virginia.
Did you?
Where yeah. Virginia Beach area, Norfolk.
Yeah. You're about 5.5 hours away. We're about halfway between Roanoke, Virginia and Greensboro, North Carolina.
Ah, okay.
We're not too far from the North Carolina line. Probably 10 or 12 miles.
Sure. And, I gotcha.
Yeah. So we're just about halfway between Roanoke and Greensboro, but we're right here at the foothills in Southwest Virginia. So.
Oh, very nice. You ever make it over to Virginia Beach area?
I do.
Never to the coast? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a nice area. And you know, there's a lot of industry. Of course, there's a lot of military down that way too. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's why I was over there. Actually, I was in the Navy for 4 years. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of military.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate. What was your name again?
My name's Cindy, and thank you for your service in the military, if that's what you were down there for.
Oh, well, my pleasure. Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, well, I do appreciate your time.
Okay.
I do understand all that. Okay?
Yep. Okay.
Well, you have a wonderful day. I hope you guys stay busy.
Nice talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.